Welcome. I'm Faye Waterman, the conversation curator and storyteller. And I have with me as my guest on my podcast, What's Your Superpower, the lovely Carolyn Hobbs. Carolyn is a multi award winner with the TTBCA, which is the Trusted Business Community Association. She has been selling British designed, printed, eco-friendly greeting cards for nearly 18 years. She offers a card writing service for people living abroad who have family and friends in the UK. Welcome, Carolyn, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for the invitation, Faye.
That is my pleasure. Now, Carolyn, you live in the UK, and you know, we got to meet each other just recently, haven't have a conversation for me to learn a little bit about what you do. But we're here now to learn more about you and what your superpowers are and why you're so passionate about what you do. So share a little bit of your background and let's hear a few stories and things and let's see those superpowers that you've developed over the years.
Okay, so I first became interested in greeting cards when I went along alone. I'd been married a short while and my husband at the time didn't want to come along to the show, so I went on my own, much to his disapproval. And so I love shopping in horse shows and that type of arena because you find the unusual. And I stumbled across this stall that was selling British design greeting cards. And they were just fabulous. You know how you see something and it's really delicious. And I really liked them and well, more than liked them, because I made the decision, much again to my husband's disgust, was to sell them. So I went against the grain. I've always been fairly strong headed, but I don't think he realized.
Superpower.
He didn't realize how he liked to have I think he liked to have me in his back pocket the whole time. You know, we lived in each other's pockets, and not the way I sort of saw things going, quite honestly. So I did go against the grain a number of times along the way. So I went out to sell the cards. I introduced people in the village that I lived, got a number of customers who signed up to receiving the cards. Very useful, because I just had to go and sit on the sitting room table, and they could choose the cards in the comfort of their own home. They didn't have to get the car out. So it was very, very easy. So that was sort of the start of the journey, which was nearly 18 years ago.
What did you do before that, Carolyn? To, you know, you say your superpower is knowing what you want when you see something, so you'll go for it and you don't have any fear in obtaining it or doing something with it. What did you do before you did the card box?
I worked as admin in various offices. So it was local county council, the private sector. One of my favourite jobs was admin, looking after a fleet of vehicles for groundworks team of men. I worked far better with men. They didn't stab you in the back. They were a great team, and I made sure all the vans were all roadworthy, all serviced, tyres, you know, everything that needed to be correct was, so they could feel safe driving around the county of Essex and beyond. That was my favourite job. I suppose I got a lot from my late mother, bless her heart. She was a great organiser, and she organised a medieval feast. And it went the length of a quarter of a mile road, and she managed to get people to sponsor this and do that and this, that, and the next thing. And before we knew it, we had my younger brother riding on a horse down along the street with parading something or other. Yes, I telling me that I can't do something is like red rag to a bull.
Hear, hear, I hear you, I hear you. Don't ever tell me I can't, because it makes me more determined to do.
So, sort of going along from that, so still married at this point, and I started an event. It was called the Morris Minor Car, which I
Well, I
had one.
remember them.
Jelly molds. And somebody said to me, "Wouldn't it be great fun if we drove from London to Brighton in our Morris Minors?" And I said, "Yeah, it'd be brilliant." And I said, "Well, shall we get one organized?" "Oh, no, it was just a fleeting thought," they said. So again, it was like red rag to a bull. So after 18 months of planning, I managed to get all the police forces on the route down from London. I got the start point free. I've got the end point free. I expected about 50 cars. We had about 250 turn up, and I was the first recipient of an armorial bearings of the town of Brighton, along the south coast, from the mayor, and I was the first person to receive it that didn't live in the town. So it was sort of a bit of kudos, really. But I thoroughly enjoyed organizing it, and my husband apparently said to my late mother, "Does she ever stop organizing things?" And she said, "No." And the re response was, "Well, I think she better had."
Oh.
He didn't like it at all.
Well, that's a thing of the past now. But how far is it from London to Brighton?
It's probably about 60 miles thereabouts.
It would have been fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, it was great fun. And in the end, we had fancy dress, so we had cars. I remember one team of cars. They were dressed up as the Marx Brothers, and they decorated their cars with sort of big eyes and pipes and all sorts. Yes, it was great fun. And I had lots of people coming along. I got to know the local mobile mechanic. He came along, and I learned that he had a hot air balloon, or the company did, so arranged to have the hot air balloon come along, so people were sort of tethered, and they were hot tethered up and down. And yes, it was a great success, and I think in the end we had about 700 cars taking part. And from that point, so that was in 1980, 85. The early 80s anyway. And all the events then, so the minis and the two CVs and all the other cars used what I organized as a template for theirs. And I believe a lot of them are still going today. So it was,
Fantastic. What a superpower.
Well, I have
Organisation.
to honor my mother for that, because that's her genes.
Well, it's always passed down, isn't it? And organisation is a really important part of if you're running a business or, you have a family, you need to be organised. But there's organised and there's organised, isn't there? So then, you went from there into what?
Well, again, it was sort of admin job, so I sort of hopped from one admin to the other. And the reason I hopped after about 3 years was to learn more. So, in admin, you didn't stay in one job all the time. And that again was a bit of a non-goer for my husband, because he believed that you should stay in one job all your life, and didn't really understand. And so yes, I just carried on doing what I had been doing for many years before I even had met him. So and that came to an end in 2011. I walked out and got my own flat and started again.
And allow the wings to open up and fly.
Yeah,
Well
a
done.
friend of mine said she even noticed a change in a week. So obviously, when you don't see the wood, you can't see the trees.
No, you can't. No, you can't. So that was brave. That's a superpower. It's brave stepping out of something familiar into something unknown. That's a brave. That's a superpower of doing. Feeling the fear and doing it anyway. What else have you done, Carolyn?
What else? I've done hot air ballooning. I crewed for a hot air balloon pilot. We went all over the place, the Irish Championships, south of England. We went in a balloon, and it was to just at a local fete. We took off six balloons, five went north. We went along parallel to the sea in Brighton, and we were jolly lucky we had to crash land, because otherwise we would have ended up in the English Channel. So it was adventurous, shall we say. But
Nothing like an adventure.
yeah, absolutely loved that. I haven't ballooned for many, many years now, but it was great. Not in the summer so much, because you had to get up at the
Crack
crack
of
of dawn.
dawn.
But yeah. But it was great, great fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'd thrown my hand to, quite a number of things that I felt that I was capable of doing. I've just and then part time, I had part time and full time jobs, but I still continue to sell the cards alongside that, build that, and had a team of people that, looked after and supported along the route. And that came to an end May last year, because the company ceased trading, sadly, due to some postal strikes that just they couldn't recover from.
And
But
that's
yeah,
sad, isn't it?
it is.
Sad. But you still continue to do the card box and do that for people now in your own right, which is
Yes.
absolutely fabulous. I mean, you've built the business up over that 18 years, so you can continue it on and do what you need to do or want to do.
Yes.
And what's it like creating that business solo as a solopreneur? For you, when the business actually closed its doors, not because it wanted to, but was kind of forced to, I suppose you were selling. What's it like for you to be sailing on your own and doing you?
Well, it was daunting to start with, because I thought, well, what avenue do I go down? What do I do? Having been part of that for 17 years, it was quite a thing for all of us, because there were about 5,000 of us in the same boat. But I then thought, well, I've got to dust myself off and get on with it. So I just carry on. I'll source another place to get cards from. So I've done that, and offered some card writing services to sort of run alongside what I was doing. So I've got the retail, and then I've got the card writing service for business owners. So if as a business owner who's got some VIP clients who wants perhaps to receive some birthday cards, then I would write the birthday cards and make sure that they were got there on time. There might be somebody who was having a work anniversary, who wanted the business owner wanted that sent to them. So all manner of things. The strangest was a gentleman contacted me. He's part of the association, and he lives in Lanzarote. And he's a bit crazy, lovely, but a bit crazy. And his trade name is Crazy David. And he had a fantastic business, and then along came the pandemic, which did unto his business. But out of that, the Phoenix rose, and he launched a business called Lansability. And Lansability is a business whereby people that are disabled can go on holiday. But he likes to create jokes on people. So they might have been having a conversation, and this particular instance, it was as a result of the conversation, and I had to write a little quip on this bit of paper, and I had to send the boyfriend a fork and the girlfriend a lemon in the post. Yeah. And they just a one-liner had to go with both the lemon and the fork. That's the oddest.
What did you know what the response was when each of them received it?
No,
Oh,
no.
what a shame.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
Oh, absolutely. So what other
Yeah.
fun things have you done?
Well, we were at a networking meeting one Monday evening, and the lady who runs the meeting, said, "I really fancy a glass of Prosecco. Really love the stuff." So half an hour after the meeting finished, I had this message from Crazy David and said, "Do you remember what Kelly said in the meeting that she liked Prosecco?" He said, "Would you like a challenge?" That's it. "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, you know I'm in Lanzarote and I can't do anything. So my challenge to you is to get a bottle of Prosecco to Kelly this evening, so she can have a glass of Prosecco before she goes to bed." So I thought, okay, right. So I had to find out whether she was at her northern office with her boyfriend or she was at a southern office in London. So she turns out she was at her northern office. She was a bit suspicious because I was asking her all sorts of stupid questions. And I then did a Google as to, so I had the address. I did a Google of the address. I then looked to see what local stores, you know, these little corner shops, were that near there. So I rang this one up and I said to this chap, I said, "This is really bizarre, but please just go along with what I'm asking." I said, I am ringing from Essex near London, and I have been asked to get a bottle of Prosecco to a lady that lives very near where your shop is. Would you be able to deliver it this evening for me?" "No problem," he said. So I got back to Crazy David with the price. He agreed with the price. So I got back to the chap in the shop, and she had a Prosecco by 9 o'clock in the evening.
And did she say anything to you after that?
Oh, she did. Yes, she quizzed me no end trying to find out who it was. It took her a week to find out who it was that I'd sent it on behalf of. Yes, he does.
You don't just send cards, you send other things to have
All
a bit of
sorts.
fun.
Yes.
Isn't
Yeah.
that? I think that's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Ah, look, there's something, let's talk about it later. But tell me more stories about the fun things that you've done for people to give them a bit of joy. So what you have as another superpower, I see you have the flexibility to have a go at whatever is requested and you search it out and you get it done. So that's fabulous. It's not about you procrastinate about it, you actually get it done. So that's fabulous.
Yeah, it's and it is great fun as well. Great, great fun. I'm trying to think of any other stories, and I can't really think of any that come to mind that are as amusing.
Oh, we'll just think of some that aren't as amusing, some that went backfired. Did any backfire on you?
Sending a Valentine's card for somebody. And putting my postcode on the back of the card, which I always do on the back of the envelope, so if it gets lost, it can be returned. And the man who I was sending it for, his wife thought he was having an affair with somebody. Yeah, he had to come clean.
Could have
They've
been a
been
bit.
married years and years and years, and he's a practical joker.
Right.
But it he'd gone a little bit too far, but he has asked me to do the same this year.
But she'll get the drift this
You'll
time.
get it. Yeah.
And it's nice to have surprises and things like that. Valentine's February is a month where love is in the air, supposedly, and it is a leap year this year.
Yes, it
So,
is. Yeah.
we've got that extra day in the month, that extra day in the year. So,
Or marriage proposals.
yes, that's
Yeah.
right. Yeah. So, anyway, that's quite funny, really, isn't it? Tell me more about who you are.
Oh, that's a question, isn't it? Well, you see, I just look at me as me, and I don't see it. I have difficulty seeing it from somebody else's perspective. But I suppose I am somebody who likes to get on and do things, not be held back, not be told I can't. Yeah, I all sorts of things wrapped up into. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's a difficult question. That's a
Okay,
difficult question.
let's break it down then. What is it that
Okay.
you, what is it that you actually love to do apart from playing practical jokes on people, sending out beautiful cards that are tangible that people love to receive? Because these days, most things are digital. You send out something that's tactile and people can get it out of the mailbox and actually open it up and read it, which I think is absolutely fabulous because we don't get much of that anymore unless we get
No.
those envelopes, those window envelopes. We don't want those.
No,
So
no bills.
yeah. So tell me what it is that you're really passionate about. What's something that really excites you?
Well, I love wildlife and wildlife photography, and also I love gardening. So I wouldn't say it excites me to that extent, but I enjoy it immensely. And it's nice to be outside. And I take actually after my great grandfather. He was a great one for photography. And I thoroughly enjoy, taking the photographs and just doing a little bit something a little bit different. I never get them published, but I enjoy looking at them.
Actually, they could be your new cards.
Yeah, it could be.
Your new cards. And you say you love gardening. What sort of gardening? Is it flower gardening or is it vegetables or is it a combination of both?
A bit of both, I think. I like flowers, but I prefer ferns and tree ferns and green, the different greens. Love an Australian tree fern. They're
Yeah.
just,
Magic, aren't they?
yeah,
Yeah, they are.
absolutely.
So when you do your photography, what is it that you look at when you're taking a photo?
Just something a bit different, a different angle, a different perspective. And I very often take photographs into the sun,
Okay.
to see what effect it will give on something. And very often it's a very interesting result. But yes, I quite and it gives it makes day into night kind of thing. It sort of t seems to reverse what you're expecting.
Okay. What is it about you that makes you do the things that you do?
Again, I've not thought about it because I just plod through life and I might branch off to do this and branch off to do t'other and not really know why. I just do things that take my fancy at the time. There's no set plan, there's no, I don't know. Yeah, there's no set plan. It's just I bumble.
So you have the freedom and the flexibility to be able to do whatever you're passionate about, and you embrace it with all your heart, because what I'm hearing is that you look at something and look at the reflection of it to take a photo, and you're looking into the sunlight. For the curiosity of what that photo is going to look like when it's taken. Do you ever go around the other side and take the same picture but without the sunlight shining on it and look at the both of them as a reflection?
Actually, no. Which I should
Well,
try. Yeah.
I challenge you there
Okay.
to
Yeah.
do that because that makes me curious. I love taking photos and I do it. So often I've got so many photos, it's ridiculous. But anyway, and what else is it that you are, what is it that you want to do that you're not doing right now? What is it on your bucket list, if you have a bucket list? What is it that you would love to do that you haven't done?
You know, I've never thought about it.
Oh, I'm just giving you food for thought, aren't I?
You are, aren't you?
I'm a
I mean,
curious
that does come,
person.
that actually comes across as I'm not very what's the word? I'm not very good with vocabulary. Not very forward thinking, perhaps, into what I would like to do on a personal level rather than work wise. Because I suppose I take it because I enjoy what I do with the cards, I don't see it as work.
Yeah, and that is fabulous because you continue to do something that you're passionate about and you don't see it as work, so you do it because you enjoy it. And what a fabulous thing to be able to do, which is really important. But thinking about, and never say that you don't, look at the future or whatever. I mean, you're pathing your future as you go along in life. And you are doing what you're passionate about. Maybe there's some things that you've not really thought about, with your photography, where you want to take it, with your gardening, how you want to do it and what you want to achieve with that. And with your cards, maybe expanding it into another country. And I know there's some restrictions there, but maybe there's a way that it can be done with collaboration with somebody else that
Yes,
you can.
that's great food for thought, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, but I the ideas that I get, which is maybe wrong, but if somebody writes something or if they have a picture of something, and then I think, oh, that would be good, but I don't have the initial idea, but I have the idea once I see something written down or. It's sort of more visual. So I think, oh, well, that could be that, or it could go to that or change to that, but not come up with the initial idea.
But that doesn't matter. Why reinvent the wheel while it's there? I
Well,
mean,
yes, true.
what we do is we look at things and then we can take that and we can create something totally different out of it. But, we all get ideas from the first step, or we get ideas from something someone else has created, and then we develop it from there to make it your own. So your creativity is something that you can look at, see something that someone else has done, and take it and move it to something that is your own. So there's another superpower for you.
I've never looked at it like that, actually. I've always looked at it as I was stealing somebody else's idea. But
Hey,
no, it.
as I say, why reinvent the wheel when you
Yeah,
can hop on
very
the wheel
true.
and you're not stealing something. You've got an idea from something that's magical from someone else, which then you can go and create it in a totally different way, but make it your own. The idea comes from there. I mean, you look at all the Henry Ford and Albert Einstein and all those people who developed things and never gave up. Their creativity came from somewhere. Their ideas came from somewhere, mostly in their own heads, but there would have been something outside of them that they saw that they could bring in to make the change, to make whatever they were working on work, if that makes sense. It's
Yeah, it
not
does.
stealing.
Yes.
It's not stealing. It's being creative and making it your own, totally your own.
I look at it in a different way now. Yeah.
So, looking at the creativity that you have and the passion that you have for the things that you do, creating the photography, looking at it at a different angle, now looking at it at another angle and going on and maybe creating the cards that will turn into something completely different to continue on and do the same cards that you're doing now, but an addition, which is a different thing. You might make them as a box of cards for someone to purchase. a box of 12 or 13. I'd say 13, not 12.
13, yeah, baker's dozen.
And do things like that that are available. I mean, why waste the beauty of the photography that you do when it's sitting there to be used?
Yeah, very true. Hadn't thought of that.
Oh,
Hadn't
well,
thought of that.
we could sit here all day and I could come
We
up with
could, couldn't we?
ideas. What is it that you would like to share with people about? You say that you got it from your mother, just do it and be organized and do it and have a go at something. What's it like when you've had a go at something and it's not worked for you? How have you felt? What have you taken from that?
Well, that didn't work. Let's try something else. You know,
Okay.
because there's nothing's insurmountable.
No. What's worked from that? Do you take what's worked from what didn't work and take it and put it into what you, another thing that you're going to have a go at?
Yes. So what didn't work? You just look at a different way at it, and then because nothing is insurmountable, you just find another way around.
So it's if you fall down, you pick yourself up and you keep on going. There's no such thing as a mistake. It's a learning, isn't it?
The learning, yes, and there's no such word as can't.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's I don't want to. That's my saying. If you say you can't, it's not you can't or I tried. There's no try. You either did it or you didn't do it. And there's no such thing as can't. It's I'm too scared to have a go or I don't want to do it. What is it that you would say to the listeners about having a go or what tips would you give someone about starting a business or, feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
The unknown is always the anxiety level, isn't it? So if you don't know something, when I first started, I wasn't as confident as I am when I first started out. So selling the cards, you learn all sorts of things. You learn leadership, you learn how to purchase, you learn how to run a business, you learn how to interact with a team, you learn how to get on with customers. So you've got to start from a point. And that point obviously is an important point, so you've got to think about it a little bit. But once you've started, you then grow from that point, and then you see where it leads you. So never give up, be strong, and don't be downtrodden.
Thank you, Carolyn. It's been a wonderful conversation learning about you and the way you approach things in a positive way and never give up. What a fabulous superpower it is to achieving things, never giving up. I'm Faye Waterman, the conversation curator, and this has been another What's Your Superpower podcast. We'll be back again soon. Bye for now.